We're here today with Brad Rempel of High Valley. Brad, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good, man. How are you?
I am doing good. Looking forward to Stampede. Now, High Valley is getting ready to take the stage this Wednesday at Nashville North. How's the show going to go for everybody out there?
Man, I mean, I'm expecting the last time we were at Nashville North, it was insane. It was pretty much a sing-along the entire time. So I'm expecting nothing less. I have very, very high expectations of this crowd in Calgary. I hope it's amazing.
Now, how many times have you played during the Stampede?
I was just thinking about that. I want to say 20 years ago was the first time we ever played, and we played it from the smallest stages to, we played it Stampede Pancake Breakfast in a church parking lot to playing the Saddle Dome with Shania Twain two times and playing the Grandstand show a couple of years ago, which was, dirt bikes doing flips over our heads with fireworks going off while we're singing Make You Mine. So we've had everything. I think the first time we ever played, I can't remember what it's called, the Westerner Hall or something like that. It's where people are selling saddles and teaching you how to raise livestock. It's a very like agricultural part of the Stampede. And I remember we were in a little corner singing songs there 20 years ago. I wish I could remember if it's called like Hall D or something. Anyway, it's an area that you walk through to get to the Midway. That was kind of our first Stampede experience, if I remember correctly.
Well, I'm new to Calgary. I just moved here from Edmonton, and this will be my first Stampede in probably 20 years. I came here when I was in college. I went to Mount Royal University here for a little bit, so okay. I did go to a Stampede back then, but I haven't been for 20 years. So for somebody who's been playing Stampede for 20 years, what's your favorite part of the whole event here in Calgary?
It's incredible to just walk anywhere in the city and just see a very clear, very obvious embracing of the Stampede, right? Like every store, it could be Saks Fifth Avenue and they're going to have like cowboy hats everywhere. Or of course, if it's a country bar, there's going to be cowboy stuff everywhere. But it's really cool to see people embracing it. And last time we played, we were up at the Grandstand, so we'd be playing the Grandstand show and then we'd run over a few feet backstage to Nashville North and see who was playing on that stage. And there's just so much country music and other music everywhere you go. And that's for a kid who was born and raised in Northern Alberta. And I've been living in Nashville for 13 years. It's kind of like Nashville takes over Calgary for a couple weeks. It's a really cool kind of combining of my two worlds in one.
Well, it definitely seems like it's going to be incredible if you are a country music fan, because there's a ton of great music all over the city. And of course, we're all looking forward to your show at Nashville North this Wednesday. What was it like growing up in Northern Alberta? You grew up in an agricultural community, and do you relate a lot to all the agricultural events going on around the city?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, growing up, I tell my boys this all the time. Summer break wasn't summer break. You came home and you jumped on a tractor, or later on you jumped on a combine, and that's just what every kid did when you had time off, when you don't have that many months without snow, so you're either seeding or spraying or combining, and it's a great way to live. It's a great way to be outside, and we've tried to instill that in my kids. They're 14 and 11. My 14-year-old just got his first cell phone here last week, and I think he was the last 14-year-old in North America to not have a cell phone, but I'm like, hey, get outside, be creative. There's a lot to see and a lot to do out there.
I bet if you asked him, he was definitely the last 14-year-old to get a cell phone.
Yeah, he was.
So you grew up playing with your brothers kind of in a family band type situation. Do any of your kids play music?
My kids don't, but they love rap. They play football and basketball and baseball, so their musical experience is all about the hip-hop and the rap and the R&B, and it's very, very different than the musical experience I had as a child. So far, they don't sing, but they do critique me, I'll tell you that. I write songs every day, so the 10 or 20 that people have heard on the radio is, 1% of what I've wrote. And the other 99% is the stuff that gets shot down by my kids. And they say, that one's no good. Don't let anybody hear that one. So they're pretty tough critics on me, but they keep me humble for sure.
It must be good to have that springboard to bounce off those ideas from, because kids, like you said, they are definitely truthful to a fault.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they got a good ear. They know, you know, my kids never liked country music at all until they heard Kane Brown. And more recently, my son likes Jelly Roll. But there's a little bit of stuff they like. And so they got a good ear for what's current. And it's a fun challenge for me to try and write a song that's good for country radio, but that my kids might like at the same time. Every once in a while, I get lucky.
Well, you have a busy summer ahead of you. Is there any other opportunities for people in Alberta to catch High Valley?
So obviously Calgary Stampede, Nashville North. Yeah, we're playing up north in Grand Prairie, Alberta at the TP Creek Stampede. Ooh. And we're playing the Big Valley Jamboree in Camrose. So we'll be around three times this year.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for your time today, Brad. We really appreciate it. And we will see you on Wednesday for your big performance at Nashville North.
Hey, thanks so much for making time and having me on. And we'll see you next week.